Black Princess. Can I talk to you for a minute? You know, I was thinking about you. I figured I'd come down to the studio and do this remix with you in mind.
Another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks. My God. Question mark. I'm your man, Big B. Thank you for tuning in. And with me today, I have the complete Dating Sucks crew. That crew consists of Miss Sonia.
Hola.
Mr. Worldwide Traveler, Diego.
I like to say to everyone, Happy New Year. This is the year of the pussy.
Oh, God.
And grabbing said pussy.
Okay.
And as always at this time, I'd like everyone to rise to their feet, remove their hats, and all hail the queen.
I kind of feel like I want to respond to that, but I know it's an intro. So I'll just say hello and welcome. Please don't turn it off yet. The show, we just got started. Okay? Thanks.
can you get a drink in? Thought you was going to go in. I was going to go in just down that.
You're about to. Well, I mean, I can. If you want to finish that beverage, I can go ahead and handle that.
No. We need them for the show.
So okay. Maybe. All right. Okay. Well.
All right, so enough with the small talk and stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show.
Before we get in, in case you are going to turn the show off quickly, if you do have a dating question and you just can't trust in your friends to give you an honest answer, you can send your question in and we will remain anonymous.
No, you will.
Yes. You can do it at indeepshow@yahoo.com or you can give us a call at 202-750-1437. That's 252-750-1IDS.
252.
Did I say 252?
Mm-hmm. Slow down, son.
I said, 202.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say
252? Mm-hmm.
202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS.
Damn, you're that person that, you know, you hear a voicemail and you have to go back and, like, play the joint, like, three times just to get the number right. Because you, what did he say? He said two. Okay. I know there was a seven in there somewhere. I'm just going to rewind it. Okay. Slow down on the number, bruh.
202-750-1ID. Yes.
Close enough. I mean slow-mo for the slow folks that are listening to our show.
Slow folks. I'm one of them.
True that.
I champion the slow folks.
True that. And by slow, I don't mean mentally challenged. I just mean slow.
Or retarded. Yeah.
I don't mean those folks either, but hopefully they're listening too. Hey, they date.
They do.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I don't mean them.
They should be allowed to date.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's get started.
So the bobcat was found in the DC Zoo.
Don't NPR us. Right, okay. Well, let's get this party started so we can get some energy going with this crew.
Yeah.
All right? How we normally do. Let's see. First question. We're going to do like a quick softball question. Is it ever acceptable to date someone you met through an ex?
You want to take that one, Sonia?
Yes. All right. Yeah, I have a strong feeling about this. I don't think it's acceptable at all. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back. Because let me.
She said that like 2.1 seconds and then I already want to go back.
Wait.
Okay.
It was a strong feeling, right. Too.
Yeah, it was a strong feeling. Then I have to come up. Wait. Okay, wait a minute. See, that's just a very broad general question. I have other questions that go
along
with that.
That's not a broad. That's a straight. Is it ever acceptable to date someone you met through an ex? That's pretty straightforward.
Right.
So answer the question.
No, I don't think it's acceptable at all. There's a girl code that me and my girls have. We don't date any of our friends.
That's not the question.
It has to be a friend.
Yeah.
No, and it's not the ex. It's to date someone you met through an ex, not the ex.
Could have been an ex coworker.
It could be your ex's coworker.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, you said
it could have been it could have been your ex's coworker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the.
So once I find so. Okay, wait a minute. X. Okay, so say you're saying
take another swig of that drink.
Okay. Yeah, really. Cause
I need to think about
while she's getting her thoughts.
Yeah,
together,
I was gonna say.
Lord knows
just
that
drink.
Was
a me.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, because the bottom line is, you know, you're going to do the vetting process. So if someone, you know, say, hey, I have a friend who someone that you dated before, and they say, you know, something, you know, we didn't work out, and I think it's kind of admirable that, you know, if someone say, you know, we didn't work out. But I know someone that you might fit better with. Yeah, why not? I mean, because bottom line, you're going to sit back and you're going to vet this person anyway. So I don't see the problem in it. You know?
Yeah, I think for me, if it's close quarters, like one of your ex's friends or someone in your ex's circle, I think there's enough other people in the world that you should be able to go elsewhere. If it's someone outside the circle, someone that your ex isn't like necessarily in close contact with, like I said earlier, like maybe your friend's coworker at an old job he used to have or she used to have or something like that, and I guess the burden comes down to the other two involved, the ex and the whoever the ex's friend is, because they have to live with the fact of what's going on, not necessarily you. So if the person that you're going to start dating can live with the fact that his ex coworker, you know, whomever he may be to them, has been there, done that, it's on them. You know what I'm saying? If the ex can swallow that pill, it's on them. It's the burden is not necessarily on you, but, I mean, again, I just think there's enough people in the world to just get around all of that, and you know what I mean.
What if you don't date? What if you don't want people to lock in the house and stuff like that? And someone say, "Hey, you know, we used to kick it, but I met this guy at the office. He seemed like a real cool guy. You know, just kind of passing it through."
I mean, I can dig it. It's a gamble.
Yeah,
it's a gamble, and there's somewhat of a gamble taken by you too, because you know you're not clearly they're your ex for a reason, for whatever it be, whether it's amicable or not. I mean, you know, you don't know if there's a coworker. You don't know if he was at the coworker talking about, "Yeah, I met this bitch last night, turned out, blah, 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 blah." And now you got to deal with somebody that he didn't gave that information to. And it's an unnecessary burden entering into a relationship if you can avoid it. If everybody are neat tidy grown-ups and can go about grown-up business, then if it works, God bless you.
Sonya, you ready?
No.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't mean I actually agree with B. Like, I just think that some, like the exes, some exes can't handle it. Like, and then egos get involved. I mean, they say they're okay with it. Oh, it's okay. It was a long time ago. You know, I think you guys are better suited. But then when they, you know, if they see you guys getting along better than they did, there might be some. You just never know how people are going to act. I just really just not. I just tried to avoid. I just tried to avoid that. I think. Bad. Yeah, I just like B said, I think there's so many more fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean. You know,
did he put your dick on his forehead too?
You know, I mean, what I mean?
And yeah, then, I mean, yeah, seriously, I mean, how do you handle that awkward moment when there's that get together and somehow or another it got extended all the way to you, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you're in the bar and drinks get to flowing, shit starts talking, mm-hmm. then the ex pops up and says, "Well, you know, I only mess with bros that swallow, blah 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 blah." Mm-hmm. Now you got to start looking and like, oh, you swallowed? Mm-hmm.
You didn't swallow mine.
And then, yeah. Right, and then it's, you know, it's just a whole bunch of unnecessary uncomfort
right.
that comes from it, especially, like I said, because, you know, alcohol gets introduced
mm-hmm.
and words start flowing freely mm-hmm. and we think we're all comfortable here mm-hmm. and we start talking amongst quote-unquote friends, something said, now you go home and... Y'all sleeping back to back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, you drink dude's love, but you can't drink my love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. I can't get a kiss goodnight. Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't know where your mouth been, Slim. Mm-hmm. You know.
You've been drinking love potion.
So, number nine. Yeah, I mean.
Y'all are hilarious.
We're here to help you find love. So if you can find it, and like I said, you're strong enough to deal with it, then do your thing. But
well, first I would like to say, the DMV is not that large where you can date all over the place.
Right.
It's just not. Mm-mm. Okay. So maybe there will be that time when you can actually meet someone through an ex. And maybe it was a relationship where y'all cool now. Or maybe it was a relationship. Now, if it was a relationship where it was like, you know, y'all cursing each other out, calling, as you say, all names but a child of God, then yes, you probably don't want to meet someone through that ex. But if y'all had an amicable split and y'all both grown and you happen to be at a get together and, you know, I'm not going to say maybe it was at his house or her house, but you happen to be at a get together and you meet somebody and, you know, and they're there, your ex is there and they're like, oh, hey, oh, you just met John? Oh, cool. Yeah. I used to work with John like two jobs ago. He real cool, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Now, if that person's going behind your back and being like, she swallows and she don't do this or she does this, oh, she ain't do that for you, then that's an immature motherfucker. And if the guy that you met through the ex can't handle that, then dump him. Don't go out with him. But, I mean, I'm telling you, the DMV is so small, we're probably all 90210 in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the people who know what 90210 is, that means you've already dated somebody that somebody else already knows. You know what I mean? Because it's just, that's just the way it is.
6 degrees,
you know?
Separation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, pretty much. And sometimes, really, it's probably not even six. It might be like three.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Depending on the circle.
Thanks to Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on, you're like, oh, how are they friends?
Right.
You know, you don't have any clue. Like, mm-hmm. it could just be a friend of a friend. It's like, wait a minute. Because I saw that one day, too. I was like, wait a minute. How you know such and such?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, we work together. I'm like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? So that's to tell you, that's how small this world is. So I really do think if you know, have it, because I know I actually have an ex that I think if I met one of his friends, I think he would be cool. And if he met one of mine, I'd be cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't got to hear what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? You don't got to hear what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because maybe in between that time, I've learned some new things.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you've learned some new things and you're showing, you know, you're, you know, with this person. And that, I don't know. I'm like, I don't really, I guess I've just been lucky in relationships where I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, for the person that submitted the question, you know, just as we said on the last show, just be grown. You know what I mean? And if it's like, if you can't handle that, then relegate yourself to the fact you might be alone.
Right.
Because that's just how it works. Especially if you're one of those people that just date within your race and you don't want to go outside of your race. Just know you're going to probably date somebody that somebody else is probably already dated.
Yeah, I mean, it's new packages out there.
Not really.
I hate to break it unless you grow one from from the womb to the tomb. But, there's no new packages out there. So the bottom line, you probably met someone that someone has already been with that you know anyway. Right. Your third cousin, something like that.
Okay. Well, wait. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the next question. Man, my cousin fine as a motherfucker. Zoinks. All right. Let's move on to the next question. Why do men let themselves go while demanding that women be a certain type? 38, 24, 37, long, short hair, etc., before giving her the slightest look or consider her for anything beyond a fuck buddy. So men, why can y'all be sloppy, but we gotta keep ourselves together? Is pretty much what this person's saying.
I'm gonna make a simple short answer.
Okay.
Because you're the prize, baby. Everything is about you. You guys make us look better. So of course we're gonna aim high. Because we're not going to get this little slouch that we make them look better. Because nobody wants to be with a broad that, we look better than them. So, of course, we're going to aim high. And the fact that a lot of times, let's face it, it all depends on the dude and their loot, their pockets. If he has fat pockets, he gets to call the shots. And most of the time, you chicks fall for it because you want the shots. You want what this guy with the fat pockets is giving. So you're going to come correct with the 38s. And with the 38,
24, 37.
Yeah, the 38 and all that other stuff to go along with it, because you're going with the dude not based on so much on his looks a lot of times. And it really depends on the age. Because as women get older, they start looking at the physical on the guy and they'll start kind of putting those, those rose colored glasses on and go, he has a big stomach, but I can see that as a lot of love right there. Mm-hmm. So y'all start looking at the dude on a financial tip more so than on a physical tip. Whereas guys, we always, and let me just say this again for all you little Einsteins out there, okay? We always look at women for the physical. And any guy to say he's not, he's lying to you. So that's why we look at things differently.
All right. Big B, you ready?
I was actually getting ready for Sonya to go, but
Sonya's so slow today.
You go.
Sonya's slow. She took that short bus in.
I'm
just thinking about it.
For guys and for girls, love what you like. If I think the biggest mistake that you can make is to, and I think guys make it more than ladies actually do, is to you see a young lady walking down the street and you start, man, I can get her in the gym tomorrow, start working on her, blah, 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 and, like fucking 2 months, whatever, she be tighter. Just assume whatever you find, it's going to go downhill from there.
Mm. Yep.
And be comfortable with that, because I'm not saying that it's going to, but what I'm saying is, going with that mentality so you don't disappoint yourself. You know what I'm saying? The bottom line is we're not getting younger. So muscles aren't going to just start getting bigger. Skin's not going to start getting tighter. Everything's going to start just easing downhill from that point. You know what I'm saying? And be happy with the product that you have. Now, that's not to say that people can't turn their lives around or whatever, and if that happens, that's a plus. But remember, everything is not that gift that you think it is. And that person might get on this health kick and start tightening up and flip all the way into bodybuilding, whatever, now look at you and be like, I'm no longer interested in you because you're not interested in what I'm interested in. And hell, you still want to serve me you know, 5 pork chops, amount of mashed potatoes, and candy yams every night. And, you know, I'm on some granola and water.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't get into it looking at what could possibly be. Looking at what you got and assume you're going to start riding that slow slope into old age. You know what I'm saying? As for the question why, unfortunately, it's that age-old double standard. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they say, a girl with 100 guys is a zero. A guy with 100 girls is a hero. Mm-hmm. It's just that age-old, you know, double standard. And it's wrong as two left shoes, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I mean, and if you want to argue that with me, look at the things that women go through for their vanity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, women wearing 6-inch shoes to heels, you know, you on your feet for 8-9 hours a day with 6-inch heels? Really? Mm. That's comfortable? Fuck out of here. It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. You're doing it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Pain is beauty.
And unfortunately, it's society that dictates that. And it's beyond where any of us are right now. So find what you're comfortable with and rock out with your cock out.
Not with the cock out.
You got to have your cock out.
Well, oh my. All right, so it's my turn.
Okay.
All right. Now, ladies, is it really okay for your man to be slouchy? No. Yes, they do expect us to look like 38, 27, to whatever. Okay. 32. Well, I don't know. Anyway, what it was, 37. Okay. But however, it's because men are visual. Now, women are visual too. And not all women want a slouchy guy. So it all depends on who it is. I mean, on you know, what you like and what you're going to go for, what you're going to accept. But basically, I think men want that fantasy. Like they want that fantasy woman, and they want her to look good and look healthy. But you can require that from your man too. You don't have to just settle for the slouch. Can a slouchy man get somebody faster than a slouchy woman? Absolutely. But his pockets better be on the up and up. Let's just face it. Because a woman's not going to go for a slouchy guy that's broke. So that's just it. Is it? It's not right. No, it's not right. But that's just the way it is. But if he's like that, he's probably a jerk anyway. So you don't want him, girl. You don't want him.
I mean, if you need proof, I mean, look at the show Modern Family and look at the dad on the show. You know what I'm saying? He's an older guy. He's sort of let go.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that hill down. But he picked him up a little arm candy. Mm-hmm.
But if you remember correctly, mm-hmm. he started to get himself together because of that.
Was it more for her or for the fact that he had that kid? And he wanted to sort of be around.
Well,
for
no,
the kid.
Before that, he started to, because
he went through it.
Well, yeah, because remember he was like, "But what was he?
What
he
was he
Botox
when he got her?
What do you mean?
He was on that downhill slope.
Well, I mean,
when
he was an
her.
Old dude. Right. Yeah,
I can dig it.
He was an older dude.
And it's just it just goes to what I was saying about society. It's just what society sort of dictates.
Right. I agree. You guys are right. Society does dictate that it's okay for a man to look a certain way. Think Biggie and all the women he was with, they were bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Biggie had money and he had, you know, stature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about that. But I do agree that it's like, oh, it's okay for a dude to be all, you know, I think, I don't know, was it you or somebody mm-hmm. said that you can have, you can have a 1-pack instead of a 6-pack. You know, it's okay for guys to do that because women were like, okay, but he's cute and he has a nice personality and he's this and he's that. Whereas, like, you know, the person that wrote in was like, no, why do we always have to be, you know, like a brick house? You know, that's also our fault too, mm-hmm. because that's what we put out there. If you look at Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, that's what's out there.
That's
that
right.
That's what's really popular. Like fake butts, fake boobs. That's what's popular right now. So of course, that's what a guy that's not mature enough, in my opinion, mm-hmm. wants. You know, I mean, because it's like if you want what a real woman or a real girl looks like, they're not getting plastic surgery. You know, and granted, there are the women out there that are shaped like a brick house, and that is natural mm-hmm. than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know, but right now on Instagram, it's popular to have fake body parts, and people don't care about it. So that's why, you know, I think it's okay for some people. But, you know, like I will answer it like from my perspective. You know, I don't mind a guy that is a little thickums, and he's like, as long as he's tall thickums, he can't be a short thickums, because then you're not thickums, you're just round and
that's a hobbit. Dumpy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
right.
A hobbit.
Right. So for my height, I prefer somebody that's taller than me and has a little bit, you know, has a little bit of thicks going on. But those dudes normally like shorter girls, you know, from my experience. And it's like a shorter girl, I don't know. I mean, whatever. She could have, you know, be whatever size, the 38, what does she say? 30, 38, 24, 37 size. Or she could be a shorter, like, you know, thick girl. It doesn't matter, you know. But I just think it's like you have to be comfortable with you. Start that first. And then it doesn't matter, you know, what he looks like, what you look like. If you're attracted, you're attracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just lastly on this topic, I would actually like to challenge you on what you're actually speaking about, because the last I checked, every day this week when I left out my house, I didn't see video vixens walking down the street every day.
Mm-mm.
I saw chicks that could stand a couple years in the gym. I saw chicks that have waved a white flag on life and said, I'm eating carry out 4 days a week. And guess what? But guess what? Guys are still hollering at them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
pussy.
You know, well,
I mean,
yeah, pussy is pussy. When I say that,
some of that shit's on fire.
I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about that.
Well, clarify what you mean.
When
by
I say
that.
Pussy is pussy, like he said, the carry out chicks who's just big as all get out fuck, and
he
you know all the other like
didn't
that.
Say that either.
No, what I'm saying, well, they are. But the bottom line, what he's saying is, when I say pussy is pussy, in other words, like it really doesn't matter. You know, a lot of women put all the emphasis on, you know, their body and all the stuff. Like, but you ever see these women who are pregnant and you're like, how the fuck did they get pregnant? Because pussy is pussy. A nigga gonna fuck when he's gonna fuck.
Yeah, that's more than there's somebody for everybody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. That's what it really comes down to, is someone out there for everybody. And that's what you gotta look at. Right.
Well, I guess like she was saying, like, how can you get your, well, what did she say? The men look like, eh. And they don't even want to look at you, or they just consider you somebody to just do it to, you know, and that's right. It, which kind of sounds like you just said, like the carry out chick.
Dude, I mean, do me a favor.
Or carry out.
And I want to start with the person D&D. that wrote this question. And I'll extend it to everyone that listens to this show. The day you listen to this show, go out that day and just tell me how many just flat out tone, in shape, body like a goddess women do you see in the course of a day? And I guarantee you, you're not going to see that many in comparison to just what I deem an everyday woman. And unfortunately, our society with our foods and the shit that they inject in our foods, and we're just bigger people naturally. I mean, well, unnaturally, because it's drugs and bullshit in the food or whatever. Right. But we're just bigger people, period. So I promise you, you're going to see more of that in the course of a day. And like Diego said, it's not that many lonely people. They might not be in the position they want to be in, but they're not exactly lonely either. They might have the dude that comes in and pays a visit and rolls out.
That's the fuck buddy she was talking about.
Exactly.
You want to get beyond that. You don't want to just be seen as an FB. You want to get beyond that.
Well, then getting back to that person and answering her question, if you want to get beyond that, then you need to stop looking at yourself as that. Because evidently you're the one who's keeping yourself up and doing all this to try to be that 37, 24, whatever the bullshit
is. She didn't
say
that.
No, I'm not saying no. She said how you get beyond that. So clearly, therefore, a lot of guys are coming at her because of her looks, but she's not getting the same from
they're
the
not
guy.
Sticking.
So they're not sticking. So the bottom line is maybe you need to take yourself looking with yourself and say, you know something? What am I doing beyond guys looking at my body? You know, what am I saying to them beyond that? And if, that's what it comes down to.
If a bunch of dudes are telling you, you know, you not my type, or if they're showing you that they're not your type, and you know deep down inside that you probably need to push away from the steak and cheese and go visit Planet Fitness, then do that.
But
you know what I'm saying? But don't have a built-in excuse of what you think it is that guys dictate. You dictate that.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I promise you this, and I bet you a dollar to a donut, you're probably not the measurements that you just dictated.
Mm-hmm. No, but see, I don't think she was.
Yeah, I don't think she was trying to.
I understand
it out there
that,
like
but the thing about it is if she was, she probably wouldn't be writing this letter.
That's true.
Right. So but she is.
I think she's. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't think she's advocating for all women out there that are struggling with their weight.
No,
I think
she's
in
like,
that group, and she's trying to figure shit out.
In what group?
In the 38, 24, 38.
See, I don't think
bigger women.
I don't think she's in that group. I think she's not. She could just be a regular ass size, a regular ass shape, and not maybe Coke bottle. Right. Maybe, you know, we don't know if she's a big girl or she's in between a Coke bottle. She's in the middle, and then there's the big girl. Mm-hmm. We don't know where she is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I don't know if you want to say higher or lower on the ladder. Closer.
Well, that's what I said. She could be in the middle as far as I know.
Right. I'm going to say she's closer to being a bigger girl than she is a smaller girl.
But I mean, but she also talked about hair. Because some men like long hair. Some men like short hair. I think she's just talking about, like, why can men look like shit and women have to look a certain way?
Because it's just that way. Because
I'm like, if you look at Hollywood, they always talk about that all the time in Hollywood. They talk about, you know, aging gracefully for men in Hollywood. Like, think about George Clooney. He looks older now. He has salt and pepper hair. He looks good to me. But he has salt and pepper hair and he's aged. But then you have other women who have to do, like, Botox and facelifts and Juvederm and all kinds of things to stay youthful so they can, like, you know, be on a level playing field. I mean, sure. So they can be on a level playing field. But, I mean, I think it's white and I think it's black because you have all types of women that are actors and actresses, and, you know, that are trying to get work out there. And I think, you know, as much as I love Taraji, like, eventually she going to start to look, you know, well, black don't crack. I mean, but she's going to get older.
Angela Bassett, how you doing?
Right.
But how often do you see Angela Bassett in a movie?
Felicia Rashad, how you doing?
You don't see Angela Bassett that often in a movie.
You don't see
Felicia Rashad that often in a movie. When you see her, you're like, oh.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's like a standard.
But
you know what I'm
saying? But to me, I think you're still kind of going
Dame,
to my point.
Dame
the fact that
Duty,
when we do see her,
Judi Dench?
She's that of a goddess.
But
I mean, let's go as far. And I know it really sort of came to almost a joke at the end because of the movie Boomerang. Mm-hmm. But look at Eartha Kitt way into her later years. Mm-hmm. She was still that of a sex symbol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Because that's what she exuded.
Right.
Absolutely.
So just like we were saying before, it has to come from within you.
And later
right.
in her years, she also did what?
Oh, did she get
she kept it together.
Right.
Even into her latter years. Mm-hmm.
But some people, honestly, the genetics, your mother, father, helps you keep it together.
I dig it.
You know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know what her parents look like, but for her, I think that helps.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this to that point. I'm someone that struggles with my weight, personally. But I know one thing for sure. If you take me on a helicopter and drop me off on a deserted island, I'm not going to keep just getting fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. I'm away from them snacks. I'm away from the bullshit. And I'm going to start losing weight naturally because I don't have all that crap to keep shoving in my face that I do all day while I'm at work. So genetics is, yeah, but our diets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't argue with that.
So I guess to the answer her question is, just do you. And yeah, if guys don't like the way you are, then move on to the next one. Stop trying to fit in somebody else's peg or whatever it is.
That's move on.
All right.
As we should move on to the next question, because I feel like you got your answer. And then,
and then some.
All right. So let's make it super. Let's see. No, I don't want to ask that one yet. That one's good. Actually, let's ask this one. Can men and women still be cool after seeing each other naked?
Oh, yeah.
She said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? It all depends.
Can we expound on that? I mean,
yes, you can. I mean, but naked how? Like, naked, like you were getting ready to get busy and then you just changed your mind, but you were naked? Or, hey, we're getting ready to go out. Let me meet you at your place. Let's change. Oh, I'm naked. You're naked. Let's change and let's go out. Is it that naked? Or, I mean.
Or is it naked that we had sex and.
And then we can still be cool. Yeah, we can.
I just read y'all exactly what it says.
No, I understand. But we're putting all of it.
Yeah, all the different scenarios. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can. I mean, if you're grown, and you already know what it is, then it is. I mean, you're just naked. I mean, I don't like clothes, so I'm naked a lot of the times at home. I'm just naked, so I just don't.
Where do you
so
live?
Come over. So, right. So don't come to your house without calling.
Well, I'm just saying, if you come, just expect to see me naked. I'm just saying.
Okay. The, all right.
I mean, it just is.
We'll be recording the show.
I didn't. We didn't grow up just being
with clothing.
No, we didn't grow up being ashamed of our bodies, you know. I mean, it was, you know, it was all women. It was my sister. So we just, all, you know, it was no big just deal.
Titties flying
just everywhere. Everywhere. Just being gay. Being gay.
I'm in titty world.
Going to the Bronx.
Being gay. So, but it all depends because some people are not that free. Some people have, you know, problems with that. But
I mean, if you saw someone naked, and I'm going to go for the sexual tip because I think. The question, even though the person didn't expound on the question, I'm going to go with the old sexual nature of it because just how I am. But I'm just assuming that, okay, if I saw someone naked and we smashed, and I'm just saying maybe it just wasn't good. Maybe the sex wasn't good. Maybe both people were awkward and it just wasn't good. Can you go back to just being friends? Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, I mean, it's no big deal. Hey, we tried it. Didn't work out for us.
What if it was good, though?
Well, then you keep smashing it.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, but she's going to, can you go back to being friends after you've seen each other naked? I'm
she
going
said
on,
cool.
And so I'm going, I'm
or
going
he
on
said
the,
cool. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I'm going on the assumption she that, assumed. Okay, they saw each other naked, they smashed, but it didn't really kind of work out for them. So can they go back to being cool? And I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I think the theme that we've been running thus far is adults, people being adults, and not just because, you know, you got public hairs. I mean,
not public
hairs. It's like, you know, that you actually being a grown ass men and grown ass women and being adult about the situation and said, okay, you know something, we did it. It didn't work out, but we still good people. Let's not let this ruin a friendship. So I think it's fine. It's no big deal, and you can do it.
But Diego, I challenge you because you'll put it out there. What usually happens,
Jimmy?
once we have seen each other naked, or we have gone there, and it's the assumed we're cool, what usually happens?
Generally what happens is, you know, one person feels awkward, but that's not because they saw the person naked. It's because they got spurned by the other person. That's what happens. You know, it's not because they saw the person naked. It's just that the relationship, it didn't work out the way they thought it would have worked out. And then one person pulls back. Right, they catch feelings. But I'm just saying, because I've seen.
Catch them feelings. Right. We thought it was cool.
Right.
But you done went and found some feelings that that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so now, here we are now.
Yeah.
Now I got to go get my windows changed because we was cool and you had feelings.
Mm-hmm. gonna have to interject on this. Hold on. Let me raise my hand. Raise my hand, please.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Okay. Look, brothers. Why? Okay. The re. Okay. Look. I'm gonna have to put the clap in hands. I'm gonna just say this, okay, women. If you are going to go that route and you're gonna be naked in front of somebody and sleep with them and stuff, if you haven't had the conversation of we are exclusive or you're gonna be my woman or my man or whatever, and you just having to free love, sex and all that, please don't get in your feelings. If you're a type of person that's really emotional and you equate, you know, feelings with sex and everything, and you think that you got to sleep with him in order for him to like you, or once y'all do this, he's going to be yours, please do not kid yourself, because you will get your feelings hurt every single time. If you don't get, if you don't have the conversation, if you don't know that the person that you're sleeping with is your man, don't think that you are going to be his woman after you're done. So let's just put that, that's just a disclaimer right there. So... I'm just saying that because there's so many women do that. If you, if you don't do it, because men, well, and even some women, we just like to have sex because it feels good, because it's sex. It's not love. He didn't tell you. She didn't say she loved you. He didn't say he loved you. But you might just be in the feelings. You might want to smash. Don't get in your feelings if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to, because you never really ever had that conversation. A lot of people use their bodies
for... She's trying to prolong your comeback.
I'm just saying, because I know you're trying to go in on me.
I'm trying to make me forget what I'm going to say.
We'll record this show to 6 in the morning fucking with you.
Okay.
I just want to be like, hold up. Wait.
Because I'm tired of women, always saying, oh, you know, I'm just so emotional, and he dogged me. No. Okay, let's backtrack. Did y'all ever have a conversation? Did he say he liked you like that? What was going on?
Queen.
First of all, why does it just have to be women and their feelings? Well, let me start. What? But that was rhetorical.
Okay.
Silencio. Okay. Por favor. Why does it just have to be women? Why can't it be a man? Why can't we, you know, not even talk about like actually having sex. Let's just say like you brought, I think it was you that said earlier, it was like you're about to go out,
right?
You're about to change, whatever, and you see each other, you know, naked.
Yeah.
Or in your underwear or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we about to change and we about to go out. It's cool. You know, we can still be cool, to answer that person's question. We can still be cool. We don't have to be like, now we're in a relationship. No. Or why does it have to be the woman that's like, I'm in my feelings now, we done smashed, as Diego said, we done smashed, and now I'm like, I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of? No. Why can't it be him in his feelings?
Yeah, you're
and
right.
He's like, now he was like, I think I love you. Mm-hmm. Whoa. We was just hanging out, dog. Like, we just chilling.
I agree.
It is not that serious. We friends. You know, sometimes I'm going to go back to the question before the question. The FB. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a person that's an FB, maybe for the first, second, third time, or maybe you didn't watch the movie or something, and you just learn some extra stuff, and then you and your FB hang out, and then now your FB is like, wait a minute. Or, you know, you worked out. You, as B said, you've done some things, and now you look good. Now your friend is seeing you for the first time without your clothes on. And then he's like, oh, now I think, okay. You're like, ah, nah, 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 bup, bup, skada, bup, bup. You ain't like me when I was a bigums. You don't get to like me when I'm smallums. You know what I'm saying? So think about that, too. So, no. Men fall for women.
They do.
Too.
They do. No, absolutely. I agree.
All right, so
he's like, back to me.
That sounds like a great idea that was once put in a movie called Boomerang.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we can all agree that the law of averages say that that's not the majority case.
What do you mean?
That it's the man that catches the feelings.
No, y'all just are not... as vocal about it as we are. Yes.
Maybe that may be the case.
Maybe you just have not been around.
And maybe we may tuck our tails and move the hell on, but it is not. It is not expressed, or it's not shown.
Man, listen. I know
now,
chicks.
Hold on.
Let me rock out.
Okay. Now, keep going. Sonya, I'm gonna ask you.
Okay.
To your response earlier. Unfortunately, when is that topic usually broached about where are we now? When does that conversation usually take place?
But are you talking about, do you want me to tell you like as far as months go or weeks or?
He's trying to say in the bedroom, outside the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
That's where he's going.
Where I'm going is it usually happens right after sex.
No.
Shortly after sex. I'm not saying what it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying what usually happens.
Well, what usually happens in my world is before.
I'm not asking about your world.
Okay.
Let's keep it in general because it's not all about the four of us sitting in this room.
You're right.
Because we all have friends. We all see shows. We all know what is usually talked about. Mm-hmm. What usually happens?
You're right.
The friendship or whatever, or the romance or the lust or whatever takes place. The sex happens. Mm-hmm. You bust off. You're laying there. Whether it's that night, whether it's the next morning, whether it's a week later, then the question comes up.
Like, hey.
Well, I mean, where were we?
You're right.
I thought we were. Mm-hmm. Are we? Does this mean what?
Right. No.
A majority of the time, and y'all can sit there and fake it if y'all want to.
No, I agree.
But the majority of the time, that is the fucking case.
But that's the reason for us doing this. And this question.
I understand that.
Because we want to.
I understand that.
That has to stop.
But I just, because for some reason, it was starting to sound a whole lot like it's an even playing field where, you know, both people sort of go into it. And both people sort of catch feelings. No, we weren't really
saying it like that.
There's a reason why the stigma for men are that men are dogs. There's a reason why that stigma is out there, and that's because that's the assumption that we just want to bury the bone and keep moving on. So,
look,
that topic, like you said, although it should be spoken beforehand, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's done after.
Yeah.
And usually after whole bunch of beautiful feelings done came about that none of us did, you know, we didn't go into it wanting these feelings, but here these feelings come.
Right.
And I'm not going to say it never happens that the guy catches feelings, but let's be real. A majority of the time, It's the woman that catches feelings.
Because we're emotional. We're emotional and we feel like if he's sleeping with me, he must like me.
Absolutely, you know.
And so he must.
How old are these people you talking about? Because the people in my circle.
Well, mine either, queen, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Blind, crippling, crazy.
The majority, but the I'm telling you, my circle, these are some old broads.
No, I'm saying.
I'm talking about 40s, 50s.
I don't 30s. Know how old the person is that wrote this email or the question, but I'm saying the people in my circle, they're old enough and grown, and I won't even say old enough. They're mature enough to be like, yo, this is what it is, and I'm good.
Well, that's the operative word.
The only person I told now that this has happened, we are in a relationship, is the person that gave me a colonic.
Diego.
I was like, we go together now. Men he gave
women,
me a colonic.
Diego, men and women catch feelings at the same rate?
I'm gonna have to say no.
That's a fucking loser. I mean, because
you're two men. No, of course you're gonna say no.
First of all, like Big B said, let's exclude us from the room and the people that we know, because you might know. Wait a minute, you might know some exceptional women that you hang around with, and you might
whatever,
know.
You just say no, because you know who I hang
no,
around
no,
with.
No, but like I say, their mindset and their thought pattern, it might be exception to the rule. But looking at the rule, because we're getting these questions all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of these questions come from women. Let's face it, they do.
I don't know who this person is.
Well, none of them women got hurt.
Well, I'm just saying. So what I'm saying is, I mean, take it from, you know, what Big Big said. Take it from the four of us who know people, who know people, who know people. But for the most part, when we hear about these stories, they're always women are the ones who, for the most part, not saying some guys not out there who are soft-hearted, but for a lot of times, as a lot of times, women, they get with a guy, and for whatever the circumstances is, they have sex with him, and they automatically think that their pussy is a ticket exchange for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, I gave him my pussy, so he should. We're in a relationship now. It doesn't work that way. But I do. I know a lot of women who think that way also.
Me too.
So it's like, I mean, like I said, excluding your exceptional friends who are part of the Justice League.
I'm just saying. I'm in the league. I was about to say that. Thank you for saying it for me, B. And thank you for saying it for me, Diego. Because the bitches I hang out with are extraordinary.
Because they've never been hurt.
Right. So
they never dangled their feelings out there.
I didn't say that.
They never had that men ain't shit conversation.
Actually, we haven't.
They just, you know.
We've never had a minute shit conversation. Saying, but I'm just
saying, all their name Beyonce.
But I'm just saying, for the most part,
Beyonce
for,
said that
for a lot of women out there, and you know, a lot of women equate their sexual being tied up to a man. I mean, tied up to a relationship. They feel like if I give myself to this person, now we have some type of commitment. There's very few women out there that say, hey, I'm just together. Fucking. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going together. Very few women out there saying, I'm going to fuck just to fuck. There's not that many out
all
there.
All ages.
They have
all
they ages, have titles. All prostitutes. Ages.
No, they're not prostitutes.
I'm being
no.
silly.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, but I mean, a lot of times it's like, I mean, sometimes most guys, especially, you know, you go and you're moving through life and everything like that. A lot of times we are fucking just to fuck. And sometimes you meet women and they go, well, you know, I really like him. The guy might have shot her some bullshit. I like you too. Da 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 da. And he fucks her. And she said, well, I thought you really liked me. Otherwise, I would have gave you my pussy and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, nine times out of ten.
And there's a reason why they made it such a spoof scene in the movie Boomerang.
Right, because they
when after Eddie Murphy had the sex, he was holding the blankets up to him like, call me, you know. That wasn't done because it was just, hey, I got a great idea. It's done because
they wanted to reverse it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a reversal of the norm. And he goes into work the next day, and all the girls at the water cooler talking about how good the sex was. And he walks in like, oh, my God, I feel so violated. And it's a reason why that was done. And it wasn't just done because that's the norm.
That's
that
happened to me.
So against the norm.
I know.
But see, that's the thing. I think you guys are so stuck on what the norm is or what you think the norm is.
Right.
Who's to say these days that is not the norm? I mean, I think for people that are younger than us that are out there dating, that is the norm for them.
I don't
they
think so.
Are.
I
no,
don't think
I do.
So at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rule has slidden even further.
Society
with feelings.
That's what I'm saying. I think if you get out there and you're looking and you really are watching social media, I think really girls out there and men too.
You know what? I'll agree with you on one point. I'll agree with you on one point. There might be more men out there catching feelings, and that's because they slid all the way to the other team.
Yeah,
and they've developed them female feelings.
I'm agree with Queen here because, and especially this young generation because of this whole whatever bullshit they're going through. I'm agree with her that there probably are more bitch ass men out there who slid the other way. Because they bitch ass.
So you disagree with me too then.
But I'm saying, why you gotta be a bitch ass man just because you feel a certain way after seeing somebody naked? And maybe just seeing them naked, maybe, as the question said, maybe you didn't do anything, but maybe
that's
you may
not
be
what,
like,
that's not
maybe,
what made you bitch ass. The fact that you've seen them and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
what made?
I don't know. I mean, that's what he just, I'm just going off of what he just literally said.
Well, he was speaking specific of, you know, what he thought about the younger generation and where that generation of men are going.
Well, why do you have to be bitch ass just because you have feelings for somebody or you catch feelings for somebody?
I don't think anyone has made that point. I don't think anyone has said that at all.
He just said
he was talking about a younger generation and the direction that they're going.
Nope.
Not directly as it pertains to this. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, Diego.
I was going
to
say no.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
I was actually going on the assumption that a lot of this new generation of men out there are becoming very soft and sensitive.
In general. Thank you.
And because of that,
thank you.
And because of that, they are leaning. A lot of this whole thing that we would kind of emphasize with women are now shifting the paradigm that a lot of men now are becoming the same, as Queen said. A lot of men are catching feelings and getting
But why do you have to be bitch ass? So am I bitch ass if I sleep with somebody and I catch feelings?
No, you're a woman.
I'm just saying. But why do you have to be a bitch ass if you're a man and you catch feelings?
That's just the way it is in our society. Men who are like that are bitch asses. It's just the way it is.
No, men do catch feelings.
So hold on. Hold on, Sonya. So my friends are good. Your friends are bitch ass.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're clear.
I'm not going to say that a dude that catches feelings is quote unquote bitch ass.
Okay.
But what might determine that is the way that he acts beyond that point.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If he catches feelings and he just gets egg on his face and walks away like, God damn, I thought she really dug me and I thought we had something special, and just goes on about his life, he ain't bitch ass at all. He just, hey, he has some feelings. He got egg on his face. But if he out there talking about, you know, that's fucked up. You just gonna fuck me and you ain't gonna call me no more.
That's what I'm talking about.
Up your car and busting your windows and all that
that's bullshit.
That's bitch ass than a motherfucker.
So what is it called if a woman does that?
A woman?
Oh, wow.
Typical?
Son of a bitch.
I'm kidding.
You know what? All right. I think we need to go ahead, take a minute. Sonya needs to drink more. And I need to maybe make Diego actually drink. And we'll be right back. That's why I hate your haul. We'll be right back.
Wanna know is, baby, what you doing all that there? I hope I ain't offend nobody, but I be all over that day. Oh, whoever you with, oh, you should put them on notice. Cause if your eyes keep landing on my zipper, it could get a little crazy, baby. Do you have any idea what that thing you've got can do? Oh, I don't really wanna fall back, baby. If you want it like I want it, then you know that girl is home. I ain't giving you the wrong idea. Oh, baby. Girl, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm falling cause you're looking so right. What you doing with all that there? All that there? No. Won't you bring me up sometime? Let me sample some of that good. What you doing with all that there? All that there? I just wanna know. Walk a cubit feeling yourself, baby, go on, get it. The way you're moving your body, girl, you got me going crazy. Excuse
me. Hey, ladies, can I talk to you for a moment? Tonight is gonna be show and tell.
I'm so sorry, baby. Let me get down on my knees. I'm asking you to
smile, smile, smile. We'll be right back.
clearly Ricky caught feelings because he saw her naked.
That's right.
Because he know he messed up, baby. And then, come on. He knows she's fed up. Okay.
Why is she fed up? Because she thought there was a relationship.
No, because.
And he tried to let her know. You should have asked me that before we fucked.
No, he's like, hey, girl.
And I know that you fed up.
I'm just saying. He said, hey, girl. Hey.
Just, baby.
Hey, girl, hey.
I don't want to argue with you. When will I'm going to see you smiling?
Hey, girl.
When you act right. When you act right.
Right. Anyway. Again. All right. Well.
That's what I do.
And back to me.com. Thank you guys, as we like to say, for listening to the show. Thank you for sending in your feedback. We love it. We love verbal. We love written. It's super awesome. And deepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. 202-750-1-ID-SNIFF. Or S. So we have some feedback from the last time.
He putting all his allergies on the show.
Right, okay. Like allergies to the left, not on mic. All right.
Today's Dating Sex Show is brought to you by Benadryl.
Right. No, for real skis, in this area, everybody's having allergy problems. Because I know I am. I know Diego is.
I'm just hot.
I don't have.
Okay, well. All right, okay, well.
And not in a good sort of sexy I judge women because they're not in good shape, sort of hot.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, you or her?
Huh?
Me.
She, I thought you said you were hot.
I said
no,
I'm hot.
He said he's hot. I'm not hot. Well, I'm hot, but I'm not hot.
Ow.
Temperature.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get y'all to that point so I could be like, ow.
Strictly temperature.
Ow. All right. So, Miss Oni says, hey, guys, superb show. I agree with Sonia that sexual frustration can lead to cheating. I can't remember the question we asked, but work with us. I do not think that all cheaters are predispositioned like B and Diego alluded. My question is, if you have exhausted all options, such as telling them what you like, dancing for them, reminding them of the importance of sex to you, etc., how long is a reasonable wait time for them to get to sucking and boop before exiting stage left, like B mentioned? Thanks.
Yeah, I call bullshit. I mean, if it's to the point where you're, where you feel you're going to cheat or you're entertaining fantasies of cheating, especially if you're one of the people that hold on to what your thoughts are, then you don't have to cheat. You can roll out.
Word.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Don't ever make an excuse for cheating.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like saying, you know, somebody made me rob a bank. Nah, you picked that gun up, you went in there, you did that on your own. Not because your job wasn't paying you enough. You made the decision to do what you did. Own up to that shit and don't put it on nobody else.
Well, I'm saying like this, girl.
Girl.
After, I mean, look, after like maybe the first time you kind of give him a pass. After the second time, you have a conversation. You know, not in the bedroom, out of the bedroom. They say always try to do it out of the bedroom. And sit down, you know, and just have a nice conversation. Hey, you know what? I like it when this is done. Or I like it when you do that, whatever. Then you give him another whirl. If he still is not trying to comply or maybe just not comfortable doing what you want to have done, then maybe you're just not compatible. So I say end it before you even go on that route of cheating, because then it's going to get too messy and too hurtful. So, yeah, I'm like maybe about three times, twice after conversation, and then after that you might have to be out.
Well, let me just say this, and generally I would say this for the guys, but since this person asked a question, and I'm assuming she's a female, right?
Yeah,
girl,
yeah.
She's a female. Look, grab that motherfucker by the throat, smack him. And say, look, suck this pussy.
Oh.
And if you don't do it right, get your ass out of here. Right. Simple as that. Why cheat?
Right.
No, why simple? I mean, this whole cheating, first of all, cheating is exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
It takes too much time and effort and everything like that. Why put yourself through that? If a person's not handling their business in the bedroom or on the couch or at the movie theater or the backseat of a car or the cemetery or whatever, the bottom line is tell them straight up, you're not satisfying me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think you're doing him a service. Look at it as like a PSA, and you're passing it on for the next person. Because there's too many people out there who are letting people get away with passes for half-ass sex, and that's men and women. And so and y'all go, oh, y'all deal with it. Or you women talking about, well, I faked the orgasm. Like, that means a fuck to us that you faked the orgasm, which I don't understand that shit in the first place. But anyway.
Different conversation.
I know.
Okay.
But anyway, if this person's not doing it for you, tell him to move on. You're not doing it for me. Mm-hmm. You can do it in a nice way where you don't want to hurt his feelings, his masculinity. But just like Sonya said, maybe you want to sit down and have a conversation. Look, baby, you know something? We're just not there. Mm-hmm. But that cheating thing, yeah, save that. Too much stress.
And if you're generally interested in a relationship and looking forward to a long-lasting, healthy, productive relationship, don't be afraid to hold a mirror to your face and understand that it may not be him the problem. Maybe the problem may lie within you and what you exude and the energy you put out. You know,
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
I don't know about that because it just could be a situation where you just might be on two different playing fields. One person might be a little bit more creative and freakier than the other one. The other one might not be comfortable with doing certain things. It happens all the time. It doesn't mean that this person is exuding something bad or negative or off. It just could mean his freak meter might fly a little higher than hers, or her freak meter might fly higher.
So let me ask you this. So to the person that, and I'll just be gender specific here. To the young lady that wants her man to go down on her, but doesn't keep downstairs clean. Is it his fault that he doesn't want to go down, or her fault?
No. Okay. So we're not even talking about that.
What I said specifically was. Do not overlook the fact that you could be a contributing factor to what is going on.
Okay, so I'm looking at it.
I understand what you're looking
that
at.
That maybe he might not be good. Okay, all we're I'm saying is maybe
don't
everything is
look
clean.
Past the fact that you could be a cog that is involved in what is going on. Because too many times people want to exclude themselves from what the problem is.
So in the conversation that you're having, right? He could very well bring that up and say, you know, babe, I would stay down there a little longer, but it's not smelling so fresh.
Your box is nasty.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, that's just all the way around. Suppose
it's not that clear cut. Suppose it could be something that is emotional. Suppose it could be something that is, you know what, you are just so emotionally draining to me that it takes away from my attraction to you.
Oh, well, then it's over anyway.
Right.
It's okay, but
it could be over, but don't overlook it as it's the man's problem.
No, I'm saying
own up to the fact that what you could be doing is just as detrimental to the relationship as what he is not doing.
Okay. So, true. But that's why you have the conversation out of the bedroom, and then you address all of that. I mean, I'm just in general as far as creativity goes in the bedroom.
Yeah. Creativity. You know what I mean? Creativity is a whole other conversation.
Right.
There's some people that are more freaky than others, and there's some people that, you know, motherfuckers want to lick the asshole and all that, and some people may not be there and all. Yeah, we get that.
Right.
But we're talking about just straight up.
So I kind of felt like we got away from the question. She said, how long is a reasonable amount of time, wait time, for them to get to sucking and fucking before exiting stage left?
Yeah, so, we gave her the answer.
So, I mean, like...
Three times. That's it.
Yeah,
you should back it out.
So three just times. Three?
Yeah.
How many times you need?
How many times it takes? I'm re-asking.
Whatever it takes.
If it's absolutely.
I think the longer you wait, the harder it is.
I think it's three times because the bottom line, you get together three times, and you still sucking my dick the same way three times, and after I pulled you up by the nape of your neck and tell you to do it right, and you're not doing it right.
Is it the nape? It's a nape.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a nappy head.
Well, I'm just saying, because right now kitchen. I have
Oh, the nape? Okay, so by the nape of the neck, I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy goes down on you and you laying there and he's licking you, but you're not feeling anything. And I'm sure after the first time or the second time you've had that conversation, after the third time, it's just not there. The problem with a lot of times with a lot of women sometimes, and I hate to say just women, but sometimes you guys try to make it work when it's not there. Sometimes just let it go. You're not doing it for me. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much he's a good dude and everything like that, because sexually, you're going to give in to the dark forces. And let me introduce you to my cousin. Mm. Hi, I'm Dark Forces.
and that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid that. We're trying to avoid the Dark Forces.
So, that's why.
Okay. Well, I kind of feel like y'all answered all. The reasonable wait time is where you feel comfortable. And if it's overdue, then roll out. So let's get to the rest of it. Oh, God, this is weird to say. I'm with Diego on the women suggesting the type of ring she wants. If you guys remember, we were talking about ring sizes and, looking for rings, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So much backlash exists when a woman suggests that she wants what she wants for an engagement ring. But the same issue does not exist when she's suggest, hold on, let me move this mic away from me. Maybe the type of shoe, necklace, coat, etc. she wants him to buy her. I understand what B said about knowing your mate, but unless she walks around looking like Mr. T with jewelry, you would not necessarily know what she likes in terms of engagement rings. I think I'm in my feelings.
That's karma because y'all was talking about me earlier.
I think I'm in my feelings about engagement rings right now. Engagement rings are usually more specific unless she says if she wants a band or does not have a preference. I wonder if the ring cost is the reason why men prefer not to be given suggestions. I read that right. In other words, is it the creativity that the man wants to possess with choosing the ring, or is he concerned with her making the suggestion that may surpass his financially capability? Welp. When make ring suggestions off limit, we make something that should be special to both people so daunting.
Okay.
I read it just as I said. That was not me.
Okay. All right.
Because I would have drank more to read that in my words. But
I'm honored that you agreed with me. But you're gonna. That's fine. Okay. But as far as the whole, as far as your comment goes, actually, price does play a point as far as what a man wants to give you. I mean, it's right, especially right now where everybody's into this bling, bling, bling ring thing, which I think is totally off base because the basis of your marriage should not be based on the size ring a man is can afford to give you. And you can show off to your girlfriends or put on Facebook and all other bullshit y'all do with it. It's really based on what's important to you as far as your relationship and your marital, your prenuptials with this person. So what he can pick out for you, and I think that both of you should look at it. I mean, both of you go to a jewelry store and get I guess an ideal of what kind of cut you want, and as far as color, as far as white gold, yellow gold, or platinum, and so forth and so on. That's something y'all could do just to kind of, give the person an idea. So there's nothing wrong with that. But as far as the price, Yeah, it does. It does make a difference on how much, you know, how much he's willing to dig in his pockets to make that investment to put on your finger. You know, so I mean that's a big deal for a man. And a lot of times there's a lot of pressure on a lot of guys out there to try to, you know, give you that ring that you can show off to your girls or whatever, and, you know, and not make him look cheap. I mean, personally, I mean, I'm gonna give a ban because you're gonna have to earn that shit. I might if you stay in 5 years, then we can bump that shit up. But other than that, you just getting a ban. So that's it. And the room is silent.
I mean, well, it was feedback, so I mean, and she put it to use, so
yeah.
You know, I guess cost, it really depends on, like, I feel like you guys should have a conversation beforehand, and whatever you decide or whatever he decides, you should be okay with it. Get married, shit.
Right.
In a healthy relationship, in a healthy relationship, at the point where you're about to make the step to propose, is there a lot of conversation that needs to go into? I mean, you probably know what he brings in. You probably know what the money is allocated to. You probably know what his extenuating bills are beyond just the household. So, I mean, I can understand you being put off if this dude is rocking six figures and, you know, his monthly bills are like, you know, 12-20% of what he brings in a month, and then he you know, buys you a little cloudy chip off the off the block where you gotta kind of put a monocle on to see the diamond. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can understand when you know, a situation like that, but I guess to me, I don't know. Honestly, how much conversation has to be had if you guys are both in a place where you're both grinding, you're both trying to make it, you're trying to come together and to make each other's lives, you know, easier and what have you and blah, 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 you know.
I'm just saying, be okay with somebody that loves you.
Yeah.
Whatever they give you, you just, girl.
That's clearly not the case.
Right.
Okay. I'm with you, but.
Clearly not.
Because everybody's looking for that bling bling. And
not everybody. Like,
yeah, well, I'm just saying most of them. I mean, you know, yeah. But everybody tells me, oh, he got to buy me this or whatever. Just get a band. Let her work her way up to that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, hate to do this, but Diego, you have the next questiones.
Okay. So this was brought to my attention. And I don't understand why people put an age limit on things. I don't know. I come to realize a lot of women come out there and say, you know, I don't understand men at a certain age. Let's say 48 and over.
Oh.
Okay. And do men still do that? I mean, do men still just go after sex and just leave and everything like that? Which I kind of coined called smash and dash. Do men still smash and dash? And why, at this age, why are men still doing it? And my answer to that is, well, why women at the age of between 48 and 50 plus still spreading their legs for pussy? So the bottom line is, if you still doing that, huh?
For pussy.
I mean, not for pussy, for dick. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Or pussy too. I want to be that gender neutral guy.
Right. Yeah, and you weren't right in that minute.
I wasn't right there. Okay. But the bottom line is, look, if you're out there, and no matter what age you are, it's still, the rules still apply. Mm-hmm. There's no simple thing. Okay, well, he's 50, so that means that he's gonna respect my pussy more so than a guy who's in his 40s or his 30s. No, we're not. Okay, your pussy is the same as anybody else's pussy. Why anybody want old pussy in the first place? I have no idea.
Well, man's gonna want an old pussy.
Well, no, old man. Only thing an old man wants is old money. Oh. But the bottom line is this: if so, you do have somebody who's smashing your pussy, And, you know, you're in your 50s or whatever the case may be, and he, all of a sudden, he dashes out on you, and you thinking that Smash and dash means that, okay, he's smashing you, and then next minute, he's phasing you out.
Yeah.
He's gone ghost on you. And you thought that, okay, as you're sitting there with your granny panties on, and it covers up to your neck going, well, I thought that, you know, because he's older, he would appreciate it, understand that, you know, I'm just not in here just for sex. Well, guess what? Wake up, grandma. It's the same shit, okay? You know, we between your legs, we like it or we don't. And if we don't, we just going to disappear on your ass too, okay? So put your little bonnet back on your head, your glasses back on. And shit, and try again. So, little gray whiskers and shit. Y'all see old pussy and shit look like a catfish.
I'm not.
Look like the hairs get harder on it and shit. Oh.
I can't say I've ever.
I have not.
You know, not.
Like when you clip them, it's harder. Like
I
toenails.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like the hair on your head?
Yeah, yep,
sure.
Mm. No, I'm talking about this on your vagina.
Sure,
it gets harder.
On your public hair.
On your publics.
In the publics.
I was gonna say men or women.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, I mean both. I mean, you know. I mean, it's just like watching guy with gray balls and shit. You know.
Huh?
What?
Wait a minute.
Gray balls. You never seen gray balls?
No.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen gray balls and stuff like that. You know, or you see women with gray public hairs on their vajayjay and stuff like that. Look like a catfish just opening up. It's not cute.
I can't. I'm
serious. Look like a little sea urchin coming at you.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You never seen gray balls?
No.
Really?
I can't say that I have.
You never seen gray balls?
Never.
Okay.
Never. I'm not in that age range yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
They all hangy.
Ew.
Go.
Yeah. So I guess that sums it up. So smash and dash at any age. So don't just think that because you're of a particular age that men are not still doing that. They are still doing that.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't understand why women or men think that that doesn't happen. Like, you know, all of a sudden people think, you know, you get to a certain age and then all of a sudden that you have this epiphany that, okay, now sex means something to me now, and this is more sacred. And
well, you know what it is. I think women think that women and men of a particular age don't have that much time to waste. So women are thinking, you know, we're getting together, we're gonna try to make something of it. You know, we're gonna get together and, you know, have sex or whatever, and hopefully stay together because we like each other. You know, that whole type of thing, and because let's face it, you don't have that much time left. But
yeah, but what? I mean, but if the pussy,
but that's how
yeah.
women
well,
thinking.
I mean, yeah, and they probably do think that. Oh, we don't have a lot of time left, uh-huh. So we get together, then we should just, you know, just get stay together no matter what. But if you have bad pussy at any age,
true.
I mean, before I hit it, you got to reach for the KY jelly to lubricate that shit. Come on, I'm sorry, that's just not a good. That's not a good look.
That's not good.
You know, that's not a good look. And a PSA
you're not
out
hot
there.
Enough.
Well, I'm just
where
saying
they can get the party started,
maybe. No,
so they have to reach, or
right.
You, no, just well, sometimes because they go through that little change, it's like, you know, when they sweating and shit, look like they're about
what?
To cause spontaneous combustion,
oh,
shit like
gosh.
That. But what I'm saying is, if you have to lube, do a pre-lube.
Huh?
Do a pre-lube.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, you have women who got that dry vag going.
I don't know about that.
Dry, well, I'm not saying you were one of them, but I'm just saying there's a lot of women, sometimes they got that dry vag going, and you know you're about to have sex. Go in the bathroom and pre-lube. You know, do a little whoop, 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 and pre-lube. And that way you don't have to reach to, you know, dress, you know, reach to your nightstand and say, wait a minute, I got to get the lube. Pre-lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a tip.
Or
you do your job.
Ain't no job in it. Some women just get dry. I mean, that's the way it is. After the way it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Even after you put some spit on it.
Yeah, after you
dry?
Spit some spit on it, especially if the
it's
ceiling fan is going and shit
well,
like that.
Well, you got to turn it on.
Well, but I'm just saying, a lot of times they get hot. I mean, a lot of times you might be fucking them. They're going through a spontaneous combustion. You have to take a 5-minute break on them or something like that. You know? So, I mean, like I say, pre-lube. But the bottom line, the smash and dash, it happens at any age. If a person's not feeling you, they're just not feeling you. That's just
yeah,
the way it is.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, great.
Go Gray Balls.
Well, you said
I've
it,
learned
not me.
So much here in this short little time. Right, like, I don't know anything
you
about
said
Gray Balls.
Not me.
And the prelude. That's a menopausal moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you're just not doing what you need to do to get it started.
You know, women like to say that, but it's just dry. That'd be another story, though, about the different textures of the different textures. We have a story about that. Different textures of pussy juice. There's different textures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean by textures?
Women have different textures of their secretions, okay?
Some are a little thicker than others.
Some have thicker. Some have got that mucousy, good, slick, you know, stuff. And
okay.
Other have
we'll talk about that on another show.
Yeah, that's another show.
This is not the gynecological.
All right. Well, very well. So, again, thank you for listening to this show. Hopefully you learned some things fast-forwarded through some things to get to some other things. We really appreciate you. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437. And thank you for the people that have submitted these questions, because you see we got a lot out of it. And we really appreciate that. So till the next time. Dating sucks? Diego, Sonia, Big B, Mean.
Lately you've been questioning if I still see you the same way. Cause through these trying years, we gonna both physically change. Now, don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know? So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your hair turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight, yeah. The way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love.